Hey, this is it. This is the last regular daily Iyun shiur of the summer. So today's sugya, I figured it's appropriate sugya to do at the end, as we've been learning Rosh Hashanah the whole time, but we haven't really discussed the attitude toward the actual holidays, toward the actual day of Rosh Hashanah. So today we're going to talk about Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah? There's so much that we didn't get to. But we're doing our best over here. So let's start with. Should we start with the Gemara? The Gemara on Lamed Beis and Beis over here, right before the second Mishnah. The Gemara tells us that Midcham B'Shas Halal Mechal De Rosh Hashanah Leka Halal. The implication of the Mishnah, if you looked at the second to last Mishnah, is that in Rosh Hashanah there's no Hallel. So my time, why wouldn't there be Hallel in Rosh Hashanah? Amar Yavo, Amar Malach Yeshayis Nekrosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mepnei Ma Ein Yisrael Amim Shiru Lefnecha B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. And the Malach Yeshayis say to Hashem, why aren't Klal Yisrael singing Hallel Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippur? Some of the hem, Efsha, Melch, Hirsch, Alkise, Din, the Sif, the Chayim, Sif, the Mesa, Pesuch, and Lefanav, the Yisrael, and Mshira. Could it be that the Melch would be sitting on Kise, Din, and Sif, the Chayim, Sif, the Mesa, and Pesuch, and Lefanav, are open in front of him, and the Jewish people are going to be singing Shira at that time? So it's not Shaykh to sing Shira, which gives you already the impression, it gives you the idea that Rosh Hashanah is not kind of this jovial day like you have throughout the other Yom Tovim. That it seems like it's a time of Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mezim, Sifrei Lefanecha, that it's a bit of a scary time, which does not seem to work very well with Simcha. The Tur, in Simen Tavkuf Pei Beis, it's in the Mar Makomos, the Tur writes, Ve'ein Omer, okay, is it in the Mar Makomos? The Rosh says the same thing. So the Torah quotes the Rosh, where he says, Ve'ein Omer V'atitin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Ba'ava Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Ezmanim L'Sason. We don't mention Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Ezmanim L'Sason Lo B'Rosh Hashanah V'Lo B'Yom HaKippurim, neither Rosh Hashanah nor on Yom HaKippurim. Aval Rav Sar Shalom Kasav Omer B'Beis Yeshivos Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Bein V'Tfilah Bein B'Kedusha Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Ezmanim L'Sason Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. That some of the Gaonim suggest that you do mention Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Ezmanim L'Sason on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Sharei Ksiv Eile Moade Hashem Bereishin Yana, because the Torah says Eile Moade Hashem Ubisofin Yana Vaydamer Moshe's Moade Hashem V'Koyah Kolin Yana. So sandwich between Eile Moade Hashem Vaydamer Moshe's Moade Hashem, it's going on all the things that we mentioned: Pesach, Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. They're all Moad Hashem, and they're all in the same parshas Moadim in the Chumash. So if they're all in the same parshas Moadim in the Chumash, it makes a lot of sense that they're all included in Moad Hashem, and they're all Iskah Shla Hadadi, Moad Hashem Mekroy Kodesh, and therefore they should all be subject to Simcha. V'chein Kosev Rav Paltoy Gon. V'tzorech Lomar V'titem Lanu Hashem L'kenu V'avu Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Zaz L'Sosin Yom Azgar Nazeh. And Rav Paltoy Gon says the same thing, and then he says, so says Rav Shmuel Ben Chafni, the Minig Beis Yeshivos Sivu Omro, because of Rav Hai, and then he quotes Rav Hai Gon, She'ein Minag Lomar Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Zaz L'Sosin As Yom Azgar Nazeh. Rather, as Yom HaZikaron says, Zichron Shua, just that, without Moadim Simcha. And that's the minhag, he says. Good, so this is what the Rosh reports in the fourth paragraph over here in Simen Yudalit. This is what the Torah says. So essentially, it's a machlok sagaonim. Is there a din of, do you say Moadim Simcha, one second, Chagim Zalim Sason on Rosh Hashanah? And the Torah comes to the conclusion, like Rav Haigon, that you don't say it. If you look in the Mechaber in some Tav Kuf Pei Beis, Si'if Ches, so Mechab writes, Eina Omer Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason. L'Chora, what the Machlokas is about, on the just most basic level, would seem to be whether it's true. Is there a Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? If there is Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, then you should mention Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason. And if there's no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, then you won't say it. So it would seem to be subject to a Machlokas in the Gaonim. Yes?
I was going to point out that
okay, so obviously there's a lot of nuance over here. The simplest reading of that section of the Torah and that section of the Rosh is that it's machlokes gonim whether there's a mitzvah of simcha. Here's the problem. If the mechaber is paskening that there's no mitzvah of simcha because he says eino omer madmus v'chagim v'zayim v'sason, You look at what the Mechaber Pasuk in Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Aleph saw some before. Ochlim v'shosim usmeichim ve'in nisan Rosh Hashanah. You eat, you drink, and you have simcha, and you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Explicit that usmeichim. So why would the Mechaber be so himself? In one place he says that you don't say ma'adim simcha, in the other place he says that there is a din of simcha. So that's question number one. It seems to be a steer in the Mechaber whether there's simcha or not. Furthermore, in the Bir HaGra in Sim Tavkuf Pei Beis, when the Mechaber says not to say ma'adim simcha, the Bir HaGra gives the Mar Makom. He says Rasham, the Gemara, Ugemara, Kvo Shamer, Efshar, Melech Yoshev. He quotes the Gemara that we started with. That is a Shayach that the Melech is going to be Yoshev, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum Lefanav, and we're going to be singing Shira. So you see that you don't say Halal in Rosh Hashanah because the Melech is Yoshev Al Kisei Din, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum Lefanav. So says the Gra, must be. That's why we don't say Ma'adim L'Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. But Lechora, those aren't exactly the same thing. Meaning when you read the Gemara, the Gemara's not talking about the Mitzvah Simcha. What's the Gemara talking about? Halal. Is Halal and Simcha necessarily, are Halal and Simcha necessarily 100% linked? Is it a raya that just because you don't say Halal, it means that there's necessarily not a din of Simcha? So, l'chora, that's what the Gra will tell you, that Halal and Simcha are 100% linked. In fact, the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah over here says, when it's on the comment of Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, he says, Shelo hayu korin halal lo brashan lo biyom kippurim lefi shehem yemei avoda vahachnaa upachad umora mehashem viyira mimenu. Right? How's the Rambam describing the attitude, the mood, the feeling of Rosh Hashanah? Mora, pachad, yira, right? Hachnaa. These are not terms of simcha. And then he goes on to say, umavreich umanus elav hatshuva v'tachnun bakashas kaparas slicha. Ubechol elu ha'inyanim eino hagun aschok ve'hasimcha. And whenever you're having these feelings of dread, of mor, of pach, and everything else, simcha doesn't fit. So the Rambam, when he's describing Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhim, and what that's supposed to engender within us, says that a person is not shari b'simcha because of that, and that's why we don't say halal, because we're not shari b'simcha. The Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Chanukah, Paragim al-Lachavav, also, Avul Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim ain ben Halel. Why? Lefi shein yemei tshuva v'yiru pachad lo yemei simcha yisera. That the Rambam says that because of the year of the pachad, that element of Rosh Hashanah, it's incongruous. It can't coexist with simcha. So there can't be simcha when there's mora, hachna, ema, pachad, all of those things. Yeah, slow. It's very sheer, you know. Like you can say the whole shtickle Torah that you want to say, you know. Like okay, so the Gra is a little bit shver because he says that the raya that the Mechaber has that you don't say more than the simcha is because you don't say halal and Rosh Hashanah because there's no simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Is that how the Mechaber holds? Meaning, is that the reason that the Mechaber says that we don't say Halal and Rosh Hashanah? That for the same reason that the Rambam, because there's no Simcha? Meaning, what the Gra is saying fits with the Rambam, right? The Rambam is telling us that because it's Morach, blah, 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 therefore there's no Simcha. So I understand that the Rambam is describing Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum Lefanav as a reason for no Simcha. The Gemara says it's a reason for no Halal, so they work very nicely together. Shulchan Aruch says there's no Halal, and the Gra says, oh, must be, that's the Peshat. It's not so pashut, because it's pretty pashut not that way, because the Mechaber says that there is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, like we said, like we pointed out before, in some Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin, Ochlim Shosin Usmeichin Rosh Hashanah. So obviously, the Mechaber doesn't think the idea of Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum Lefanav discounts a possibility of Simcha. Right, obviously the Mechaber thinks that one can have in their heart at the same time the sense of mora ema pachad, and at the same, you know, agilu bira'ada, right? As the Ran writes, or the Rabbeinu Yonah in the back row, agilu bira'ada, that there's a certain type of joy that a person has in ra'ada, in coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, where you're terrified and you're trembling, but it's like it's exciting. You ever meet someone that's in your eyes a celebrity, whether it be a Gadol B'Yisrael or whether it be at some point in your life where you thought other people are worth meeting, that are worth being intimidated by? So you're like scared. What do I say? But then it's like, oh my God, I just met this. It's a sense of lahavdil of a gilu berada that you're terrified, you're scared, but it's also a sense of very exciting and very happy thing. The Mechaber clearly explains the basis of Sefer Chaim Sefer Meisim some other way, and not because it's not days of Simcha. So how could the Gra bring as a source for the Mechaber that we don't say Madel Simcha our Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which is not a source for not Simcha, it's a source for no Hallel. When you know that the Mechaber holds Hallel and Simcha are not at all connected to each other. So basically, so far, two questions. Number one, we said the Mechaber sows himself. The Mechaber on the one hand says that we do not say Ma'adim L'Simcha. Why? Presumably because there is no Simcha. And yet the Mechaber also says that there is Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, that we do have Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Number two, that in explaining the Mechaber, the Gra brings me the Gemara about Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefanav. That would be a great explanation of the Rambam, but it's not a great explanation of the Mechaber. Because the Rambam does seem to assume Ema, Yira, Pachar, Hachna, all of that is Zia. I don't know, we didn't use the word Zia over here, but you know, all of those kinds of things are, it's just an opportunity to mention that it's not pronounced Zaya. Roshat always says that people always say Zaya. There's no sweating. Zia, it means trembling. So on the one hand, there's Ema, Mori, Yira, Pachar, the Rambam says, and you can't have Simcha at the same time as that. You can't have Simcha at the same time as that. So the Gra says, and that's Pshar in the Mechaber. But it's not Pshar in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber tells us that there is Simcha. And the truth is, the Rambam doesn't work out so great either. Because to say that the reason we don't say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah is because it's not a day of Simcha, the Rambam also says that there's Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Not explicitly, but implicitly pretty strongly. Rav Jolti in the Mishnah Siyavitz, and whenever familiar?
He's Rosh Kol of the crown, Ol Yitzchak, Kedusha Lain.
His son is the Rosh Kol there. Rav Jolti was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. The story goes, I think Rav Shachter writes in one of the Harav Svarim, one of them, that when Rav Soloveitchik visited Eretz Yisrael in 1932 or something, trying out for the position of chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, I think at the time, he did not get the position, thank God. I mean, can you imagine, like, how different? Okay, but anyway, so when he was trying out for that position, he met with Rav Kook was still alive then? Yeah, I think he met with Rav Kook, and Rav Kook said, Rav Kook told his son and his Talmidim that this guy, this young rabbi, who's, I don't know if Shalvej was 29 at the time, said, this young rabbi is the closest thing I've ever seen to Rav Chaim. You have to go around, follow him around, wherever he goes, and he says, Shir, you have to listen to him. So Rav Jolti, as a young, impressionable bacher, started following around Rav Soloveitchik, and he used to say that it changed his whole way of learning. That his whole you find, if you've been trained by Talmidim Rav Soloveitchik, if you've learned by Talmidim Rav Soloveitchik, that when you read Rav Jolti's Svarim, you feel at home a little bit. Like, it feels like it's true. Like he really was. But Rav Jolti has three volumes of Mishnah Siyavitz. The only one anyone ever reads is the one the Ma'adim, because the other one is a Chosh Mishpat in Yerodeh, and whatever. But, to the extent that people learn Chosh Mishpat, you can see it. But in the Mishnah Siyavitz, he has a beautiful diuk in Siman Nun in Mishnah Siyavitz. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, of Hilchos Yom Tov. Did I put it here? Yeah, source number 8. Shibi Simei Pesach, Ushmona Simei Achad, Im Shar Yom and Tovim, that you need to have simcha on all the Yom Tovim. Now, what are all the Yom Tovim? What are these Yom Tovim? It's Shiva Simei Pesach, it's Shmona Simei Chag, and Shar Yom Tovim. So what is that? What's the Shar Yom Tovim? You've got Pesach, you've got Sukkis. What else is there? Shavuos, right? Would you call Shavuos Shar Yomim Tovim? First of all, it's a terribly inefficient way of saying Shavuos. You should just say Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot, right? But he says, no, he says, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shari Yom Tov. So first of all, it's only one, it's Yom Tov. Second of all, it's the most absurd way to say Shavuot, if all it means is Shavuot. Obviously, it means more than just Shavuot. It means Shari Yom Tov, and Shari Yom Tov must therefore include Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, they bring a raya, Rav Zolti brings a raya from here, that there is a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah, even according to the Rambam. So now, we even have problems according to the Rambam. That the Rambam said that Ra'ada and Pachal HaNachno'a and all of that, it doesn't fit with Simcha, and that's why we don't say Hallel, because Hallel is a function of Simcha. But over here the Rambam says that we do say, we do have Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So so we have a kash on the Mechaber, a kash on the Gra, and a kash on the Rambam. Right? No one's working so far. Stira in the Rambam, though, maybe could be answered fairly easily. Because it could be that, yeah, there's Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, but it's not the same. Not enough Simcha to get you to the point of Hallel. Meaning, the Rambam says, all of that Hachna and Pachar and everything is somewhat of a stira to Simcha. It doesn't mean that you can't feel Simcha, but that you can't feel the fullest Simcha. And maybe in order to be able to say Hallel, you don't just need to have Simcha, you need to have the fullest Simcha. You need to have the most, the highest level of Simcha. In Rav Si Pesach Frank in Makrei Kodesh, in Yom Noraim, Simen Ches, quotes from the Briska Rav in the name of his father, in the name of Reb Chaim, where he raises this issue that we don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, but Simen Chaim Sefer Mesin, but in the Mikdash they said Shir Shal Yom Rosh Hashanah. So Reb Chaim was bothered by that kasha. Why were they saying Shir Shal Yom if you don't sing Shira on the day that Simcha Chaim, Simcha Meisim, or Pesukim Mufanav? So says Reb Chaim, the way Rav Si Pesach Frank records it, Didin Amiras Halal Shayni, Dibinan Shehei, Simcha Shleima. Meaning it's not you're either happy or you're not happy. You're happy about some things, or you're happy to such an extent, but sometimes you're overjoyed, and sometimes you're super overjoyed, and sometimes you're just okay. They're different. Happy is not like, it's not an on-off switch. There's a big spectrum of happiness. So Simcha Shleima you don't have. Obra Shana Shema Simcha Shleima Ein Mukhsha Lomar Hala. Aval Shar Shiros Ne'amar Mav Kshena Simcha B'Shleimus. Other shiros, maybe you could say, even when you're not Simcha Shleima, but Hallel requires Simcha Shleima. So what the Reb Chaim is telling us is two chidushim. Number one, the reason they don't say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah is because Hallel requires Simcha. And that's based on the Rambam. Like the Rambam says, Ra'ada and Pachad and all of that doesn't work with Simcha. And therefore we can't say Hallel. But there is Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, enough Simcha even to say Yashir Shal Yom. Just not enough Simcha to say Hallel, because Hallel requires not just Simcha, Hallel requires Simcha Shleima. And he says, I bring you a raya from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. So now, Akiva, now say the raya. Avol Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur Mein Ben Hallel. You don't have Hallel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Levishen Yimei Tshuva V'Yiru Pachad. Exactly what the Rambam is going to say, that Tshuva V'Yiru Pachad doesn't fit with V'lo Yimei Simcha Yaseira. It doesn't fit with Simcha Yaseira. Not that it doesn't fit with Simcha. There is Simcha Rosh Hashanah. It's just not Simcha Yaseira. And it's true, Hallel is a function of Simcha, but a function of not just any Simcha, Simcha Yaseira. So that would work for the Rambam. So that based on that, there's no stira. That even though he passes Hilchos Yom Tov the mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, but and he could still say that the reason we don't say Hallel is because of a lack of Simcha, because it's a lacking in Simcha, but not a total lack of Simcha. Meaning we have Simcha, just not Simcha Yaseira. That solved the Rambam.
Wait, where does the Rambam get this idea that Hallel requires like a different level of Simcha? Is there a source for that?
For the idea that Hallel is a function of Simcha.
For Simcha Yaseira. And what's the reason to say that Hallel needs a different level, even if somebody wants to say that it has to be a different Simcha?
I mean, it's the impression you get that Hallel, meaning Shir Shal Yom is every single day. Hallel is Kol Omer Shir B'Chol Kol Omer Hallel B'Chol Yom Zari is a Mechariv Megadev. I mean, it sounds like it needs to be coming from a certain place that's not accessible to us all the time. Whereas Shir Shal Yom could be the regular Shir in the Beis Hamikdash, they could say with the normal Simcha being Lefnei Hashem. So we took care of the Rambam pretty okay. Problem is the Gra, because the Gra brings a raya that you don't say Moadim L'Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. From the fact that you don't say Hallel. I mean, what was the Gra commenting on? The Bir Gra is very cryptic, right? You ever look at the Bir Gra on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch? He quotes like two words, and it's just a marmakom. And you're supposed to figure out what he means by that. So there have been Sfarim that are written that are like these multi-voluminous, you know, elaborations on what the Gra probably meant, as if we could ever really figure it out. But, you know, the Gra, commenting on where the Mechaber says, don't say Moa Demusimcha, he says, ah, oh, that's the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, that Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meis, Mesukum Levanav. He's not saying that on where the Mechaber says, don't say Hallel. Say where the Mechaber says, don't say Moa Demusimcha. Say Moa Demusimcha, you need Simcha Yaseira also. Just to say the words Moa Demusimcha, that shouldn't require Simcha Yaseira. That just indicates what it is, that it's a day of Simcha. And the Chori, it is a day of Simcha, according to the Rambam. So we were miyashiv the Rambam that yes, Simcha, but no Simcha Yaseira. That doesn't work for the Gra.
Just going back to our halakha before, what's like the difference between a full halal and a half halal with the Simcha Shema kind of point?
What's the difference between a full halal? A half halal is not halal.
Shvi Shal Pesach, like we say.
No, half halal is not halal. Whenever we say half halal, means that there's nothing about it.
Right? So.
Rosh Chodesh, no halal, it's all minak. So, there's no halal.
Well, we would just say that there's just simcha on it, but not simcha, like we say, I think that's
it. No, it's because you've already expressed that simcha because it's one long yom. As opposed to sukkah, every day is separate. So, let's take a look at this Gra. The Gra in the other halacha, you know, the Mechaber says, "Ochum shosim smeichem rosh shana." So, what does the Gra say over there when it says that you're supposed to eat and drink and smeichem rosh shana? So, first, what doesn't the Gra say? The Mishnah Berurah on that halacha where it says you're supposed to be smeichem rosh shana, Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ratzalomer afshu yom adin mikol makom mitzvah shel v'samachta b'chagecha shayich kambo." That even though it's yom adin, it's also yantin. And on Yantid, there's din of Sinach to Bechagecha, Shigamu Bechal Chai. Kiddur Tzim, Tikku Bechadashof, or Bechassel Yom, Chageinu. V'nam bin Nechemya, Ichlu Mishwan, Mishsum Mamtakim, Ki Kodosh Yom Ladunenu, Va'al Tehelsu, Ki Chedus Hashem, Himu Uzchem. That it's a day of joy, it's a day of celebration. And that's what the Bach writes. The Yom Tov Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah, Dor Reisu, the Tzim V'Tora, V'samachta Bechagecha, V'Rosh Hashanah, Ikri Chag. Torah says the Samachta Bechagecha, Rosh Hashanah is a chag, Vam Rabbi Yonah, Hukshu Kol HaMoadim Zeh LaZeh. And the Gemara at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah tells us that Hukshu Kol HaMoadim Zeh LaZeh. Right, that all the Moadim are linked to each other in that way. So the Mishnah Berurah says very, very clearly that why is it that we're supposed to have Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? Because it's Yantif like any other Yantif. And every Yantif, you have a din of a Samachta Bechagecha. It's included in the pasuk of a Samachta Bechagecha. And Mishmur didn't get that from nowhere. He got that from Rishonim. The Yireim writes in Reish Chav Zayin, Simcha Bechag HaMatzos Rosh Hashanah Lo Ksiv Minolan, Mehekesh Derabi Yonah B'Shavuos Perak Aleph, Eile Tassu Hashem B'Moadeichem. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Hukshu kol hamoados ze leze. All the moados are linked with each other. V'yom Kippurim, afal bishu b'chal moad, v'yom b'chal simcha, d'ksim v'yominisim zav shesechem. The Iranian says, the only exception is Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of inoy. Inoy means suffering. You afflict yourself, and affliction is the opposite of simcha. But din is not the opposite of simcha. So in Rosh Hashanah, there's still simcha. The Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah, Nishal Rabbeinu Nachshon Gon, Ma'al L'Sanos Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Nachshon Gon was asked if you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some of the Gonim had a minhag that they would fast on Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Heshiv Rosh Hashanah Asur L'Sanos. And he says that it's Asur to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Mi Divrei Torah Minayin L'Vishu Kolim Shara Moados. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is a moed. It says Mikroy Kodesh. Rosh Hashanah is a Kri Chag, like every other moed. But Kesel Yom Chageinu. And V'samachta B'chagecha, therefore applies to Rosh Hashanah. So very, very clear what the Mishmur is trying to tell us. Why is it that there is a mitzvah of Simcha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Tzad Yizayin, Ochlim, Ushosim, Usmeichim, Rosh Hashanah? Because it's Yantif. So it's Yantif. So you have Simcha. What does the Gra say? Right? Meaning, if you're writing the Bir Gra and you're putting in the basic Mara Makomos for the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says that there's a mitzvah of Simcha, so what's the basic Mara Makom you have for the mitzvah of Simcha? The basic Mara Makom should be V'samachta B'chagecha. It's a yantif like any other, so you have a mitzvah V'samachta B'chagecha. Comes along the Bir Gra, so startling. Instead of a pasuk in Chumash, which L'chaora you have, He says, Yerushalmi perakamid Rosh Hashanah. It's Yerushalmi. Ve'evio Rosh Sof Rosh Hashanah. V'chein kosu b'lechem yechum Hashanah shubatakim shulchman aslein nacholno. Ki kodesh yom l'adneinu al tayatsu ki chen bas Hashem. V'nom Rosh Hashanah yom kodesh shul Hashem l'kechem al tisab l'al tivku. It's Yerushalmi. Do we have this guy here? Yeah. So the Gra, instead of quoting the Pasuk, quotes Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi you have in front of you, source number 15. Amr Rabbi Simon, Ksiv, Kimi Goy Gadol, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shua, Chad, Amr Ezo, Umakut, Mazos. What nation is like Klal Yisrael? The Torah quotes this Yerushalmi, by the way. It's not like an obscure Yerushalmi. This is a Yerushalmi that everybody knows. You've heard this Yerushalmi quoted probably a dozen times in your life, at least. Sheyodas Of Yashal Elokeh. That how special Klal Yisrael is, that we know the way of Hashem. Meaning we know the Minhagim and the Dinim of Hashem. Benoik Shaba'olam, normally, Adam Sheyesh Lodin, a person who has a judgment, Lovish Chorim, Mischas Shchorim, he dresses in black, Umegadol Zikno, and he grows his beard long, Ve'enichot Ichziparim, he doesn't cut his fingernails, Lefishayin Yodea, Eich Dino Yotze, because he has no idea what's going to be. Avli Yisrael Einu Kein. Love Shem Levanim, Umasachim Levanim, Umagalkum Ziknam, Umachalkum Ziprneim, Va'ochlim, Vishosim, Usmechim, Barash Hashanah, Levishion, Shekhar Shbrochlos, Amnisim, Umatas Dinam, Lakav Schus, Vakarelam, Xardinam. The Klal Yisrael is not that way. We dress up in nice white, we're well groomed for Rosh Hashanah, we trim our beards, we cut our fingernails, we look nice in honor of Rosh Hashanah, because we're confident and we know that Shekhar Shbrochlos will be Karelam, Xardin. But, like, I mean, Mimercha Ktavi Lachma, you know, like, Gra, you're supposed to just tell me the basic source. So just tell me, V'samachta B'chagecha. And the Gra Dafka doesn't tell me, V'samachta B'chagecha. He tells me this whole Musar Shmuz about the confidence that we have in the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Mefurash that Klal Yisrael is Olchum Mishos Mesmeichem Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalmi. And says the Gra, therefore you see that there's a din of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Chachma Shlomo. Wow, we're breaking records for Chachma Shlomo. In the Chachma Shlomo, in the Tavkav Tzadi Zayin, he says, "V'hinei b'kol davar tzarich ma'isa v'hochacha." When a person is going to experience something in Judaism, it's not enough to feel the experience. One must express the experience in the realm of the physical world. Aval machshava lo mahani. Just to have it in your mind, to have it in your heart, is not enough. It's necessary, right? That it is. A Jewish experience has to be felt in your heart and your mind also, but it's not enough. Avol tzorach lotzi kol davar mikoach halapol. Things have to be taken from the potential to the actual, to the real world. V'im kein achinami, v'im nabitachon, ein dai v'bitachon b'leiv. When it comes to bitachon, it's not enough to have bitachon b'leiv. Rak tzorach lotzi bitachon mikoach halapol. You have to show confidence, not just feel confidence. Ulakach, im ochlin v'shosim rashana zemora al godo b'chon b'liva. It's an indication of what you're really feeling in your life. Kamo shamar Ezra, ichl mashmanim. Ezra says, celebrate, it's rashana, chet v'as Hashem yivuzchad. But if you're mesana in rashana, then there's no simcha. And there's no remez of bitachon. The mitzvah to eat a rashana, to be sameach, is the pol yotzei of confidence. So you see that yes, there's a mitzvah to eat and drink and be the Sameach and Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we have to show confidence that we're going to be Zocha B'Din. Meaning, remember that Rambam that we said that the Rambam said that Simcha is incongruous with Din, it just doesn't fit with Din? It says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, according to the Yerushalmi, Ochel v'shos v'sameach is an outgrowth of din. It comes from din. The din is the mechayev of the simcha. Because there's din and we have confidence in the din, that's why we have to express the simcha. It could be that we're talking about two different types of simcha over here. Yeah? It
could be that according to Rambam, it's not simcha at all. It's hachtacha. I would be talking to Hashem.
Right, so I mean that wouldn't. The problem is that Yerushalmi does say, right? Yerushalmi does say explicitly, "Ochlin v'shosin usmeichin b'Rosh Hashanah." you know, as a function of that, of that, of that confidence. So it comes out from a grub. If we're reading, if Rav Shlomo Kluger is reading this Yerushalmi correctly, and we have every reason to believe that Rav Shlomo Kluger is reading Yerushalmi correctly, right? So if Rav Shlomo Kluger is reading this Yerushalmi correctly, it comes out according to the grub. When the Mechaber tells you that you can Sameach Rosh Hashanah, it is not midin v'samachta b'chagecha. It's a different din. It's a din of the simcha that comes from the confidence we have in Zikoy Badin. You know, in Orcha Sadikim, in the Shara Simcha, he talks about a simcha, he didn't do simcha this summer, right? He talks about a simcha stems from bitachon. That when a person is a bal bitachon, then they have simcha. You know, in Orcha Sadikim, there is no shara bitachon. It's crazy. He's got mitos I never heard of. In the Orcha Sadikim, that he spends whole chapters on mitos that we never even knew existed. What? Azarius, okay, I think I would have known that existed, but you know, certainly those that are, you know, even more obscure than Azarius. Also, it was bothering me. Rabbi Stanton was looking for a volunteer to play a Russia, and you like shut up.
I told what's it called? All right, I told him that he needs to it's not who I am, so I wanted to change who I was for a day.
Oh, wow. To show the cost.
I want to see the other side.
Ishaqer. Yeah. Okay, very good. I think I understand less, not more.
Yeah, that's why I'm
sorry.
Would that mean again, Aksaria? What did we say that was?
What?
What did we say Aksaria was?
Aksaria is a cruel person.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But he's got every means in the world. He doesn't have bitachon, but he does. He has a shara simcha.
What?
Shara simcha and shara bitachon are the same. Person has bitachon, they have simcha. Simcha is not a function of what you have in life or what you, you know, things you've been given. Simcha is a function of the bitachon that a person has. Right? That's one of my favorite secular books. I strongly recommend if you want from Mr. Seder. I hold you allowed to read it during Mr. Seder. The Happiness Advantage. It describes how people think, if only I have this, then I'd be happy. If only I had that. What happens when you have that? Then you move the goalpost back. Then it's like, okay, no, but now I really need that. Now I really need... No, that's not what simcha comes from. Simcha comes from a sense of bitachon. So, simcha is bitachon. So, if we're walking into Rosh Hashanah with bitachon, then there's simcha. But it's not the same as v'samachta b'chagecha. It's a different kind of simcha. So, it comes out from the Grah. That when the Shulchan Aruch says, Yerochel v'shos v'smechem Rosh Hashanah, it's not mitzad the mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha, like the Bach said. It's based on confidence in din. So it says, Yerochel Moshe l'chora habir hu desfir le'la grah sheba'emes leka mitzvah simcha b'Rosh Hashanah mitzvah v'smechem Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah simcha b'Rosh Hashanah based on v'smechem Rosh Hashanah. D'mahus hayom Rosh Hashanah v'chavasu li'os yom tshuva v'yiru pachad v'lo yom simcha. Because as far as the dine yom tov are concerned, this is a Yom Tov of Pachad and Yira, not a Yom Tov of Simcha. The Rambam was right that there is some sort of stira between the jovial type of Simcha that we're supposed to experience in other Yom Tovim and the mood on Rosh Hashanah. The mood on Rosh Hashanah is Eimer Yira Pachad. L'chein Pir Shagrad, the Chavos Simcha of Rosh Hashanah, it's a different Simcha. It's a Simcha of confidence, not a Simcha of being jovial. And the Simcha of confidence is what the Yerushalmi was talking about. That's not the Simcha of Chagecha. So the stira in the Shulchan Aruch is not a stira either now. In Simtovkov Pei Beis Paskins, you don't say Moadim L'Simcha. Why? When do you say Moadim L'Simcha? The Simcha is a function of Moed. So then you would say Moadim L'Simcha. In Simtovkov Tzadizayini Paskins, there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. What about hey, we don't say Moadim L'Simcha? Yeah, there is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Gra is quick to point out, not a pasuk of Samachta B'Chagecha. The Gra is quick to point out, Why is he saying there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah? In two words, the Gra, this is the Gra, right? In two words, the Gra is saying all of it. It's just how to read a Gra. It's unbelievable. In two words, the Gra is saying, and it's not v'samachta b'chagecha, and that's why it's not a stira of the mechaber. It's a din of confidence, of the Yerushalmi's kind of simcha. Now, it could be that the machlokas, whether you say Moadim L'Simcha, that we started with, that the Tor quotes, that the Rush quotes from the Gaonim, right? Machlokas and the Gaonim, do you say Moadim L'Simcha? So we said, the machlokas must be whether there's a din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Not necessarily. It could be everybody agrees it's the din of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. The machlokas is, what is the machayev of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah? Those gonim that say, you say more than the Simcha, hold that the machayev of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah is that it's a moed like every other moed. Like we saw from the Mordechai, like we saw from the Yerayim, v'samachta b'chagecha, and Rosh Hashanah is also a chag. Chedus Shemi Muscha, whatever, Rosh Hashanah is also a chag. So it's bookended, and inside is all the Yom Tov, including Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, so it's a simcha. So the Etzem Hayom is Mechayev the Simcha. But the Rosh and the Tur, the Mechaber, Pasen like Rav Haigon. Now you don't say Ma'adim the Simcha. Why? Not because there's no mitzvah of Simcha. There is! But the mitzvah of Simcha is Simcha shall be Tachem, not a Simcha of Ma'adim the Simcha, not a Simcha of Samachta b'chagecha. So, let's go back to the original Gra. What did the Gra say? When the Mechaber says you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, so the Gra says, when the Mechaber says you don't say Ma'adim l'Simcha, the Gra says, yeah, because you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, because Eim, Yira, Pach, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason, so you say, oh, that's why you don't say Ma'adim l'Simcha. So we said, how do you see just because you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because there's no Simcha Yaseira? That's what the Rambam says, right? The Rambam said that you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because there's no Simcha Yaseira on Rosh Hashanah. Hallel requires a madrega of simcha that's a different madrega. But it could be that there's still a mitzvah of simcha on a lower madrega, like the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Yom Tov, Shar Yamim Tovim, which includes Rosh Hashanah, Rav Jolti. So how does the Gra prove from the fact that you don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah that you also don't say Ma'adim Simcha? And now I'm going to say it very well. The Rambam had to say that the reason for Rabbi Avoh that there's no simcha Yisrael in Rosh Hashanah. Why do I have to say that if there's no Simcha Yaseira? That's the reason for Rabbi Avoh. That's L'shita Sal. He holds like those we've shown him that there's a mitzvah of Simcha Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, like all the other Moadim. That's what he writes in Hilchos Yom Tov. In Hilchos Yom Tov he says that there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah together with all the other. He says Shar Yom Tov. Shar Yom Tov means even Rosh Hashanah. What context does Rambam write that? That Shar Yom Tov line. He writes that in the context of telling us he's supposed to have Simcha on Pesach and Simcha on Sukkot and Simcha on Shavuos and Shar Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah is included. So the mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah is mitin v'samachta b'chagecha. Like Pesach, like Sukkot, like Shavuos. Not only just because of bitachon like the Yerushalmi Simcha. It's just according to him, there's a chiyuv to be mesamech Rosh Hashanah for both reasons. So the Rambam has a problem. Why don't you say Hallel then? Meaning, if the Rambam is going to understand that there is a din of a samachta b'chagecha on Yom Tov, that there is a din of simcha like you have in all Yom Tov, so there's a din like that in Rosh Hashanah also, and there's also the Yerushalmi's confidence or whatever. So why then don't you say Hallel? The etzim of Yom Rosh Hashanah is a day of simcha like any other yantiv, so that's why the Rambam had to come up with this concept called simcha yaseira. That yes, there's simcha. There's even simcha inherent in the day, but you don't have simcha yaseira because simcha chaim simcha meisim simcha mufana. But the etzim hayom is the yom simcha as far as simcha yom is concerned. That's shitas haRambam. The Gra is not assuming that way. The Gra assumes like the Rosh and the Tur. That Rabbi Avos Kipshuta. Now you don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah because it's not a day of Simcha at all. What do I mean, not a day of Simcha at all? Not a day of the Chag kind of Simcha. It's only a day of the confidence kind of Simcha. There's nothing about the Chovas Hayom that's Mechayiv in the Simcha. What's Mechayiv you in the Simcha? The confidence that you have to show, the outward confidence that you have to show. That's the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of tshuva, of pachad, of mora. That's the character of the day. The fact that we're mesamech, because we have a chiv to show bitachon, that we're going to come out zakai bedin. But mitzad the etzem ayom, it's not a day of simcha at all. So Rabbi Avoh is kipshuta. Sifra chayim, sifra mesim psuchim, so it's not a day of simcha. So says the Gra is telling you so much more. Says the Gra, when the Mechaber tells you that you don't say ma'adim l'simcha, says the Gra, I hold the Mechaber is not saying like the Rambam. I hold that mechaber is based on the fact that there's no Hallel, because there's no basic Simchas Hayom in Rosh Hashanah. There is Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. It's a different thing. That's confidence Simcha. So it turns out the Mechaber and the Rambam are not saying the same thing. The Rambam holds that there's a din of actual simcha plus confident simcha. But the actual simcha is just not simcha yisera because it's tempered by yiru ufacha. The Mechaber, the Rosh, the Tur, they're assuming there's no actual simcha. There's only the show of simcha based on the Yerushalmi, the Bitachon type of simcha. There's no inherent simcha sayom kind of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So now I understand. The Gra is going to look at the Pesach in the Mechaber that says you don't say more than the simcha, and the Gra is going to say, if the Mechaber is following the Rosh and the Torah, that the holy sword of the mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah is to show Bitachon b'Hashem, so then it's a good raya that you don't say more than the simcha from the fact that you don't say Hallel either on Rosh Hashanah. So now, wow, we've solved the Gra, and the Gra turns out pretty brilliant, but we now have a problem with the Rambam. Is that what you meant?
No. Why is the Gra saying this in the Shulchan Aruch? I see how it fits, but why?
Because Shulchan Aruch is based on the Torah. That's what he's assuming, based on what the Torah wrote. Yeah, so in different places, Shulchan Aruch is based on different Sfarim, actually. But normally he passes like the Rambam. When he passes like the Rambam, he normally quotes the exact words of the Rambam, because he tries as much as he can to do that. When he's not passing like the Rambam, he'll often, usually it's often an indication that the Mechaber is not passing like the Rambam if he doesn't use his exact words. So he tries as much as he can. There are full sections of Yerodeah where he's just taking it all from the Torah, Sabayis, and Rashba, meaning in different places of Shulchan Aruch, he'll use different anchor svarim. But the Rambam is still a problem. Because we said, according to the Gaonim, when we say Ma'ad L'Simcha Rosh Hashanah, they hold, because there's a Mitzvah Simcha Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah Dechom Seyom. So it's Ma'ad L'Simcha. Rav Haigon, you don't say Ma'ad L'Simcha. Why? Not because there's no Simcha, but because the only Simcha is the Simcha of confidence. But we said, according to the Rambam, the Mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Hashanah is what? According to the Rambam, it's Medin Yom Tov. And yet, when the Rambam goes through the Nusach HaTfilah, if it's Midin Yom Tov, what do you expect the Rambam to include in the Tfilah? Ma'adim Simcha. When it comes to the Nusach HaTfilah, in the end of Sefer Ava, the Rambam writes, V'atitin lanu Hashem Elokeinu es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh Zikaron Trua Ba'ava. Nothing, no Simcha. Hilcha Shabbos Perek Chavtas Alachav, Rosh Shana Omer, when he talks about Kiddush, Rosh Shana Omer, V'atitin lanu Hashem Elokeinu Bi'ava es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Not Ma'adim L'Simcha, like all the other Ma'adim. So what do we do with the Rambam? If we're really correct about the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying that there's a din of Simcha inherent in the Simcha Sayyom, why doesn't it make its way into Kiddush or Tefillah? So says Rav Yerucham Olshin, and all of this from Rav Yerucham Olshin, but says Rav Yerucham Olshin, Magen Avraham in Sim Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin writes, he quotes a Magen Meisharim. Who wrote the Magen Meisharim? Kind of the mouth, right? They associate with the mouth. That used to be a thing, right? People would learn with the mouth, they'd learn with the Maggid, and they would. That's why the Ramchal was putting Cheder when he was 21 years old, right? Because they thought it was a chutzpah that a 21-year-old single guy claims to be learning with a Malach and is producing whatever. So, like, all of the Rabbanim put him in Cheder. I was just listening to this on the way up to Kevin. I was listening to Rav Lapiansky talking about the Ramchal. It's fascinating. He said, like, if it were to happen today, we would 100% side with all the people that said that the Ramchal, it's also a misfortune or whatever. And Rav Lapiansky said, at the end of the day, Hashkacha Paskin, that the Svarim that shouldn't be learned, no one learns, and the Svarim that should be learned, everybody learns. You know, that Kadosh Baruch Hu put this neshama down in this world to be Megala, these parts of Torah, these elements of Torah. But he also pointed out about the Ramchal, I thought it was a very fascinating insight. Like, you could read the Mesilas Sharm and say, yeah, okay, you know, good, I get it. You know, like, it's simple. The Gra gave the most ringing endorsement to the Mesilas Yesharim. Right? The Gra said about the Mesilas Yesharim that there's not an extra word in the entire Sefer, and that he would walk barefoot to go meet the Mechaber. So that really put it on the map a little bit, because otherwise it was in Chayim from all the rabbis in the world, whose Svarim nobody learns. I mean, just the way Hashkach had it. At the time, they were the biggest rabbis, but their Svarim didn't make it. The Mesilas Yesharim did, obviously. Their Hashem did. But the Gra gave that endorsement. But, like, you look at it, really, not an extra word. I mean, but if you appreciate who the Ramchal was, he was learning with a Malach when he was, like, by his own account, he already knew Bavli Rishalmi and all Kisvei Arizal Bal Peh when he was 14. So like, you know, like it was, he died when he was 39. I mean, the whole thing, it's like, it's clear, it's like, it's clear at some point that the Ribbono Shel Olam just like said, this generation needs this neshama, I'm going to give it to you for a little bit, you know, and let him be Megala when he needs to be Megala, and then I'm snatching him back, because he can't be Megala more, or whatever. You know, like there are certain neshamas like that. So, why did I mention that? Oh, the Magid Mishar, yeah. So Magid. So some people are with Magidim. So they actually, the Ramchal signed an agreement that he's no longer going to publish Svarim in the name of the Magid, only in his own name. He's like, because they thought his own Rebbeim were against him. They're like, what are you doing? What are you having? You're trying to keep bothering everybody, you're making everyone crazy with this. You know. So he actually signed an agreement at some point, and that's why he took a turn and he stopped producing the types of things he was, and instead produced the Masilas Yesharim. So. Anyway,
did he do that willingly? I don't think.
Signed that agreement?
Yeah.
I don't know. So the Magen Avraham goes to Magen Yesharim. Magen Yesharim writes that Shalom Lechol Basuf Lishlos Yayin Rosh Hashanah. You shouldn't eat meat and drink wine on Rosh Hashanah, which is a little strange, because Shulchan Aruch says that you should eat meat and drink wine on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Shulchan Aruch says, Ochlim b'shosim smeichim Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And how do we normally define simcha? Ein simcha ela b'basar, ein simcha ela b'yayin. So the Mechaber tells me, be misamech. And in Magen Yesharim, he says, and Magen Avraham quotes it, it's on pages of Shulchan Aruch, but not with meat and wine. So it could be, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that the mitzvah of simcha Rosh Hashanah is not mitzad simcha Yom Tov like other, all of the Yom Tov, like the Gra intuited. Or more than intuitive. Hell, what's the Simcha Rosh Hashanah according to the Mechaber? Bitachon Bashem, the Yerushalmi Simcha. And maybe for that, eating and drinking is enough. But exactly what you eat and drink, it doesn't have to bring a Simcha Saleh. Because the Yerushalmi Simcha is a demonstrative Simcha. The Samachta B'Chagech is an internal Simcha. It's a Kiyum Shabalev. What brings about that Kiyum Shabalev? Drinking wine, eating meat. But to demonstrate Simcha, you know, if you have some fancy milchig meal, it will also demonstrate that you're confident. But it doesn't matter what the courses are when you have your seven-course meal. If you're having a seven-course meal and it's a day of din, you're showing that you're not particularly worried about the din. If you're stuffing your face with cheese blintzes, you're also not particularly worried about the din. And that's the nature of the simcha. So you say, according to the Rambam, we don't say Halal Rosh Hashanah because it's not a day of simcha yaseira. What is the gather of simcha yaseira? What does that mean by simcha yaseira? We also said that the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis, Shlo yukorin halal lo brashon lo yom ekrum v'shem yimei avoda hachno pachal u'morim v'yashem yir mimenu u'bukol elu enyonim eino hagun haschok v'asimcha. When the Ram describes why we don't say halal in Pirush HaMishnayis, which was not written in Hebrew, but the translation was not that it's eino hagun asimcha. What is eino hagun haschok v'asimcha? It sounds like it's simcha with a twist. It's simcha with an extra. So the Rambam is very careful to write simcha yaseira, to write tzchok and simcha. That's what's not appropriate in Rosh Hashanah. So it could be the increments of simcha and yom tov is, like we said, it's simcha b'leiv. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, Shivus Yimei HaPesach, Shmoros Yimei HaChag, Shar Yom Tovim, Kulam Asur Vas, B'tayim, B'chayim, Adam, Lios, B'tsameach, V'tov, Leiv. That Rambam, with the Shar Yom Tovim, he says to be Sameach, V'tov Leiv. He doesn't say Sameach Schok, he doesn't say Sameach Simcha Yisera. Sameach, V'tov Leiv. V'tov Leiv. Why? Because he's highlighting that it's a Kiyum Shabalev. That Simcha is a Kiyum Shabalev. And that's the Emek Bracha writes, that Ein Simcha al-Basar V'yayim B'kli Sivonim. It's not that that's the mitzvah of Simcha. All of these things are Ma'orer Simcha. But it's Kiyum Shabalev, Rav Shach writes in Eretz Yisrael also. It's Pashut, that there's a Kiyum Shabalev in certain things. In Avelus, there's a Kiyum Shabalev. If you have someone that was sitting on the floor yesterday wearing slippers on their feet and was sending funny memes to the guy sitting next to them the whole time, that's not a Kiyum of Avelus, right? I may or may not have one child who every Tisha B'Av sends an inappropriate meme. You know, like there's a family chat. You know, like that's not a cum of avelos. It's here, he waited till Tisha B'Av was over in Israel. Okay, so it's a cum shebelev. A cum shebelev means that you're feeling it, and the outward expression is an expression of what you're feeling, or is ma'orah those feelings. So the Ikar Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, according to Rambam, is Simchas Aleiv. So it comes along with Yerucham Olshin, he says, V'yeshlamer d'bezeh cholok Rosh Hashanah mishar kol ha'madim. That's what separates Rosh Hashanah from everything else. D'afakav sheyesh Rosh Hashanah mitzvah simcha k'shar ha'madim. The Rambam will tell you, yes, there's a mitzvah of simcha in Rosh Hashanah, like the other ma'adim. V'kol makom e'ena mitzvah Rosh Hashanah elu l'smach b'leib b'vad, aval lo l'asos p'ulos shal simcha. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is only to feel that simcha b'leiv, but not p'ulo shel simcha. V'yeshlam b'tzeu kavanas haram shev Rosh Hashanah in roi haschok v'asimcha. That schok v'simcha shemara b'goloi al yidei p'ulo shel simcha. That schok v'simcha is the problem in Rosh Hashanah, because schok means that which is evident to other people. And that's why the Ram says it's simcha yaseira. Simcha b'yalma is simcha b'leiv. Simcha yaseira is simcha that expresses itself. And that's why the Rambam says you don't say Hal in Rosh Hashanah, because it's not a day of Simcha Yaseva. It's Eino Hadunbo Haschok Vasimcha. That you not marry your Simcha through a Pu'ula Shal Simcha by Kriya Sahala. So Mela, you could be Mekayim Mitzvah Simcha Rosh Hashanah without eating Basar, without drinking wine. Because those are all Pu'ulos of Simcha. The Chiyuv of Simcha is Simcha Belev. And maybe that's why the Rambam holds you don't say Mo'adim Simcha in Tefillah, because that Nusach is only when you, in the context of doing pu'ulos of simcha, like a mo'adim where you kori halav. So when you say in the tefillah the shonos of simcha, that's also an expression, an outward expression of simcha. So it turns out a little bit funny. But the Rambam is totally not like the Yerushalmi, whereas the Mechaber was completely on the side of the Yerushalmi, and the nature of the simcha on Rosh Hashanah, according to the Mechaber, is the Yerushalmi's confidence simcha, and confidence is an outward expression. The Rambam Simcha of Rosh Hashanah is purely a Simcha Shebelev. It's purely a Simcha Shebelev. And therefore, anything that's outward, we say, no, that's Simcha Yisrael already. That's Schok for Simcha. Mo'adim Simcha, that's already too outward of an expression of Simcha. So yes, Simcha, Samachta B'chagecha, the Rambam would hold of all of that. But nothing that's too much of an outward Simcha. Says Rav Yerucham Olshin, that after he came up with this Chiddush, he saw something similar from the Baal HaSiach Yitzchak in the Sidra Agra Isha Yisrael Tzimus Yom Tov Dibra Mas Mo'adim, where he writes, V'inei simcha hunach ala simcha ha-sichlis shebelev, v'sason hi ha-simcha ha-chushis ha-morgash ha-ziyoseh, v'chein maharos ha-simcha begilu. He says, simcha is belev, sason is to be married the simcha. Not exactly, but similar. That there's the internal simcha, the external simcha. So again, whereas the Mechaber holds, and the way the Gra explains the Mechaber in with such precision, how the Gra selectively quoted Mamar Chazal as the basis of the Marmakomos with Mechaber. The Mechaber holds, like the Rosh and the Torah and Yerushalmi, that the Simcha in Rosh Hashanah is a simcha of an outward expression, because we just need to show that we're confident. But not a typical Simchas Yom Tov. The Rambam will say that the Simcha in Rosh Hashanah is dafka not an outward expression of Simcha. Because an outward expression of Simcha, Simcha Yaseira, that's sasam. We're not supposed to have that in Rosh Hashanah. That's chokish.
When does the Rambam come down for
Stalin,
you should say that it's
unless he would say that you can't even have that internal sense of simcha if you're starving, right, if you're fasting. But it's also like the year of the pachad, right? The Rambam holds is a stira to simcha. Maybe it's a year of the pachad is supposed to be a behavior, right? And that's the stira to the outward expression of simcha. But you can still have, while you're having year of pachad, you can still have an internal simcha. You need the more calm simcha of Mifnei Hashem. Maybe. So, So anyway, so that's how Rav Rucham Olshin says. I thought it was a beautiful piece. I thought I'd share it with you. That's it. We'll stop there. So the schedule for the rest of the day?
So we're going to try to leave
Dougie's around 5:15. 5:15 camp time?
Yeah.
Which
unless,
means
unless we, want to go earlier.
We might want to go early because we've got 5:15 camp time. It's going to be dinner crowd
right.
At Dougie's.
That means
yeah, maybe you don't need so much at lunch. So,
it is meat, though.
But it is meat. You're a young man.
Yeah,
you can...
Okay. Maybe you know. Okay, we can go about 4:45.
Okay.
We're going to drive.
I have
a car. I have a car with the Honda, I forgot what, Pilot, maybe?
I have a car.
I think both of you have 8 seats.
So then it's more than enough. Just
okay.
Us two.
I mean, there is a
the museum right now is not happening. I haven't gone back yet.
Okay. And then Orchel Sadiqim will not happen?
Let's still do it.
Let's still do it. When?
You have to think. Do you at Dougie's?
Yeah.
Do it at Dougie's?
Yeah.
It's hard to learn Musser at Dougie's.
You need some Musser acid, Dougie's.
Right.
We have not finished apples at Dougie's.